Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
There are complications this afternoon in the case of a Brooklyn building superintendent who had died after a fight. A man under police questioning has now been released. The NYPD has some questions to answer if they want to make their case. Here's Juliet Papa with the update.
The medical examiner's office says there's been no definitive finding yet in the cause of death of Super Burim Havoli. He collapsed and died hours after a physical confrontation with a man trying to get into the building. Havoli questioned the man about his e-bike blocking the building entrance and his behavior. The man said he was visiting. The super was concerned about a recent series of stolen packages. They argued, then the man hit Havoli in the head with his cell phone. Later on, Havoli returned to his apartment and collapsed. The man was questioned and released, but the DA says the investigation is ongoing. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A bill to ban horse-drawn carriages failing today in the city council. Four members of the council's Committee on Health voted against riders' law so it would not move forward to the full council. The legislation would have phased out the horseless carriage or the horse carriage industry altogether by stopping new licenses from being issued, replacing those carriages with electric alternatives. PETA's Ashley Byrne says it was all politics that killed the bill.
They know that it's an immensely popular bill and that New Yorkers want riders' law passed. And they were trying to avoid publicly killing the bill. But since they are doing the bidding of the transit workers union, they did want the bill to go away.
The controversial bill was opposed by the Transport Workers Union and Mayor Adams until recently. He came out in support of the law 2 months ago. Eight men are facing federal charges today. They're accused in a years-long car theft scheme. Prosecutors say the crew stole more than 100 vehicles worth millions of dollars and then sold them to unsuspecting buyers all along the East Coast. The men allegedly swiped cars parked in the Bronx and Queens, stashed them away for a while to avoid police heat, and then took steps to disguise the fact that the vehicles were stolen before they unloaded them. Charges include conspiracy to possess and sell stolen vehicles, wire fraud. These charges carry a maximum sentence of 20 years each. 2 to 4 years behind bars, that's the sentence today for a man who was convicted in a vicious subway attack a year ago in East Harlem. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Alberto Jordan was inside the 110th Street subway station holding an emergency exit open so people could come in without paying, and when the security officer told him to stop, Jordan punched him in the face repeatedly, then beat him with a wooden stick. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says the case was about accountability for those who would harm workers in the city.
It's imperative that the very people who work for our transit system keep our city moving, our arteries of the city moving, are able to do their jobs without fearing for their safety.
The jury found Jordan guilty on all the counts, including assault, weapons possession. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch is under pressure today to take action in a decade-old deadly police shooting. Dozens of elected officials sent a letter to the commissioner urging her to reject a judge's finding to dismiss disciplinary charges against an officer who killed an unarmed man in 2016. They want those charges to stand. Public advocate Jumaane Williams, among those who signed the letter, he tells us it's about justice and an unjust system.
It is hard to watch a system that seems simply designed to protect an officer who's done wrong, and forgetting about the family that's been wrong and the person who's died.
Delron Small was fatally shot by then-officer Wayne Isaacs during a road rage incident in East New York. The case made its way through the courts, with the latest move being a judge's recommendation that the charges against Isaacs be dropped. Others who have signed on include the Brooklyn Borough President, Antonia Reynoso, and Comptroller Brad Lander. New lawsuit today over the planned casino near Citi Field. The U.S. Tennis Association accuses the Adams administration of breaking the terms of its long-term lease in order to help Mets owner Steve Cohen with his plans for the Metropolitan Park Casino and Resort, which would be built close to the USTA facilities in Flushing Meadows. The suit argues that the project poses a serious threat to the U.S. Open and the National Tennis Center. Spokesman at City Hall says they're reviewing that lawsuit. The city is shifting the way it responds to mental health emergency calls. Mayor Adams announcing today that New York City Health and Hospitals will now fully take over operations of the city's Be Heard Mental Health Crisis Response Initiative. Under the new model, FDNY EMTs will no longer be part of the teams that respond to those calls. Instead, they'll be handled by medical and mental health professionals working under health and hospitals. The mayor says the EMTs that were previously working for the program will be reassigned to other emergency response units as part of the city's efforts to improve ambulance response times. A wake is being held today in Brooklyn for a fallen FDNY firefighter who died in the line of duty last week.
Hundreds are expected at the Marine Park Funeral Home to pay their respects. The wake for firefighter Patrick Brady. Brady was 42 years old and an 11-year veteran of the FDNY. He went into cardiac arrest and lost his life while fighting a blaze in Brownsville last Saturday. Now, both of Brady's brothers, Brian and Jimmy, are FDNY firefighters as well, as are his cousins and an uncle. Brady's funeral tomorrow morning, church in Bell Harbor in Queens. He is survived by his wife, Kara. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.